Okay, we are right now in the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin Beis towards the top. Says the Gemara as follows: we just finished describing and discussing that a minimal shear. Sorry, you cannot combine different psulim to create a psul in the sukkah unless you have the same measurements. If the same measurements of psul, then at least we can call them similar psulim, and therefore you can combine psul by psul. Remember, if you remember last time, we described it since the school of schach psul, according to the opinion of Rabbah, was Dal Amos, and the school of the psul of Avir was three tvachim. It's a completely different discussion they're having. One's about Lavid, one's about Hachm Sinai, about four Amos being a shear of psul. And therefore, they're completely different stories. You can't combine them because, and the fact that their measurements are different means that they're not at all, they're apples and oranges, as we said yesterday. However, if it's all about the haflaga, it's issues of separating schach from schach, then we suggest it should be the same psulim that are combined. So the principle we have here is that if they're different measurements, different shirim, then you should not be able to combine them to create a joint psul together. We're now challenged that. Says the Gemara, Kolhecha de lo shavu shirayu ladadi lo bestarfin. Is it true wherever, Kolhecha, whenever, wherever, the shirim are not the same ladadi to each other, you cannot combine them to create a psul together? Is that true? You can't take 3.9 amos and a few tvachim, 2 tvachim of 3.9 amos of schach psul and 2 plus tvachim of air. Shouldn't that be enough? We showed before you cannot combine them. But we'll show you right now that different shirim, you can combine to create a group that becomes a problem. And now we learn in Mishnah Batanan. Habeged shlosha al shlosha, asak arba al arba, haora chamisha al chamisha, mafet shisha al shisha. Different types of garments, of material. Habeged is like cloth. You make cloth, the shear for Bekabal Tumah is 3x3, 3x3 tvachim. One sec, I'm sorry. 3x3 has a bow, so I think it is. No, 3x3 tvachim, says Rashi. 3x3 tvachim is the shear to create a problematic beged that could be Mekabal Tumah if someone sits on top of it. It becomes an Avat Tumah. Again, a beged 3x3 tvachim, if someone sits on top of it, a Zav sits on top of it, becomes Tumah Mishkav Moshav, Medrash if you walk on top of it. 3x3 tvachim for a cloth garment made out of cloth. Hasak, which according to Rashi is a thicker material. So that's arba, 4x4 tvachim. Haor, leather, which is a hide, which is again even thicker. It requires 5x5 tvachim. Mafet, which is a mat, like a mat of reeds, is 6x6 tvachim. So we have over here right now 4 different garment materials that in order to become a problem of mitame for mishkov, of a zav would sit on there or lie down on it or walk on it, a tami medrash, it would have to be a certain shear, and each measurement, each cloth, each material is a different measurement. Cloth is 3x3, a sack is 4x4, a little thicker, the hide, the leather is 5x5, a little thicker, and the mafetz, the mat of reeds, even thicker, must be 6x6 tvachim. But v'tani lo, we talk about these cases, a beged v'asak, a sack v'or, a or v'mefetz. V'starfen zemzeh, if you have beged, and let's say you have sack that is sackcloth, which is a certain material. Again, according to Rashi, it's like feathers from a goat feather material. So if you have this material and it's only 3 tefachim, and you have a single tefach of a cloth to make the whole entire thing 4x4 tefachim, at that point in time, we're going to say that does combine to create a problematic amount. The principle of here is that whatever is the more machmir case, which means it requires less to become tamei, 3x3 is more machmir than 4x4. So if you add the more machmir to the less machmir to create a bigger surface area that is the shear of tumah for the less machmir, so beged combined with sock to equal 4 tvachim would be considered 4 tvachim worth of a problematic material that would now make a tumah. And so and that goes on to anything above it. So beged to sock to or to mafetz, each one is mitzarfes emzeh to the higher amount to create a problematic beged. And be makabel, potentially makabel tumah mishkav and moshav, if it is a zav. So Gemara here says we have kasha, we're sarv shirim ladayu, even though the shirim are different from each other. That's the kasha. So Gemara hasam kitaktani time. No, there the reason is as we explained the reason over there. Amar Bishimon, Bishimon explained it. Matam. What's the rationale why we can combine different materials to make a tumah, even though the materials are different sizes and the different amounts per material that make a tumah? However, Roy Latame Moshev, since it's fitting, Matame Moshev, which means since it's fitting that that you can use this material to create a, we'll see, a seat, a saddle, as the Gemara over here explains, in Lower Nemisha, Hamakatseya Mikulan Tefach Tefach Tame. A person who cuts, because it's like to cut. You cut from all of them, either each one of them a tefach tefach, or combined, you create tefach tefach. But either way, you create a certain amount, and you cut off from these begadim, and you stick them together. So we say that creates tumah, even though different things piece together, that creates tumah. So Gemara here asks, tefach tefach my chazi, what's a tefach tefach fit for? Meaning, for what reason would a tefach tefach be a problem? What can you make with a tefach tefach? It should be worthless. What's it fitting for that could now become kabbal tuman? I'm Rishon Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yanai, Hov Royu. Again, here's a gears change. Either the low or litalai agabe achamur. Since it's fitting to be patched together, you can patch it together and use it to sit on top of an animal, on top of a donkey, like a saddle. Therefore, a tefach al tefach, that small amount, a fist's worth, by a fist's worth, can be used to sit down on top of and cushion the seating over there. And therefore, since it serves as a purpose, now a tefach tefach can be makabel tuma, and even though the shirim are different, we see over here that since combined they are functioning together to create a tefach tefach combined, then they share either you combine them or each one tefach tefach would be a problem, or combined tefach tefach is a problem. According to Rashi, it seems to be that a single tefach of each one of them will be a problem of sitting down on top of an animal. It's a proper beged, and therefore it would be a problem of being makabel, potentially makabel tuma, since they share the same shear in the case of sitting down on top of an animal. So too, they share the same shear in other cases as well. That's the idea we had earlier on as well. If you remember, we had the case of a sukkah katana. If the yischach pasul and air share the same shear in a sukkah katana, then we would say, since they have commonality, we can combine them as well for a case of a sukkah gdola. So thing over here, since they share a shear regarding sitting down on top of a donkey, a tefach al tefach, then even in cases when it's not that case, we can be able to combine the shearim to create a psul. That's what we're doing right now over here as well, and that's why we combine them. So we're back to our original point. If the shirim are different, you cannot combine them together. And the Gemara says you can combine them only because in certain areas, like in our case over here with the patches, the shears are the same, and therefore, even when the shears are different, you can combine them because in other places the shears are the same. That's the Gemara up until the next sugya, Besura. Over here, Besura, over here, the Gemara says over here, Besura Amrila Hai Shemaisa Bahai Lishna. In Surah, we taught that teaching. The teaching over here refers to Daf Yud Zayin Amun Aleph, when we had Rabba versus Rabbanan de Beirav, where we had a discussion of how many Tvachim is Schach Pasul ruin the Sukkah. Is it 4 Tvachim according to Rabbanan de Beirav? And according to Rabba, it was 4 Amos. That was the Lishna we had in Surah. But Benarda, Masnu, in Arda, it was taught differently. It wasn't Rabba, but it was Shmuel. And Rav says differently than we had him quoted earlier on. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Schach posel be'emsa posel ba'arba, arba tzvachim, u'min atzad posel ba'arba amos, dofen akuma. That was, we originally attributed the vision of Rabbanan de Beirav, of Rav's opinion in the Yudayim and Aleph. We're now saying that's really Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, the name of Shmuel. However, Rav Amar, bein min atzad, bein be'emsa ba'arba amos. Rav holds that no, whether from the side or whether be'emsa, the shear is for Amos, which is what you saw before was Rabba, now becomes the vision of Rav. So we have now, again, we had a machlokas we had before between Rabba and the Rabbanan de Beirav on Daf Yud Zayin Aleph. According to the Rabbanan de Beirav, for Tfachim is a shear of Schach Pasul. According to Rabba, for Amos, the shear of Schach Pasul. We're now saying that in Hardal, we taught that it's really Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel who says for Tfachim is Schach Pasul's Pasul, and it was Rav who said for Amos of Schach puzzle is posel the sukkah. Rav de Amar, Beim Minatah, Beim Minemsa, Arba Arba Amos. So now we learn the Mishnah. We had the Mishnah earlier on. Nasan Aleh Neser Shurachav Arba Tvachim Kshera. This is the Mishnah we had in Yudal and Aleph. If you put a Neser, if you put a board that is Rachav Arba, it's Rachav 4 Tvachim, the sukkah is still kosher. Bishlam the Rav de Amar, Beim Minemsa, Beim Minatah, Arba Amos, Shemach Kshera. Rav, the way we have Rav in Arda, that it's for Amos apostles, and I may understand why for Tvachim, whether B'emsa or whether B'tzad is kosher, because it's for Tvachim is much less than for Amos, and therefore there's no problem. El Shmuel, Amr B'emsa Ba'arba, Amai Ksher, B'Shmuel who held that for Tvachim is a shear of Schach apostle, then why should we kosher B'for Tvachim of Neser on the Schach? What's the Tvachim Ha'atzkinan? Min Hatzad. What's up here? What's the Tvachim Ha'atzkinan? What's the Tvachim Ha'atzkinan? When you have it, Min Hatzad, it's on the side. not in the middle. And we know because of Dofen Akuma, you can have up until, not included, but up until 4 Amos, and it still be kosher. So here the 4 Tvachim on the side is still kosher. Tashma, come and listen. Shnei Sadinim Mitzarfin, Shnei Nisarim E Mitzarfin. We have here again a Braisa from David Al-Malaf. Two Sadinim, two sheets, can combine to create a problematic amount. Two Nisarim, again, the sheets we know are Makabal Tumah. Two Nisarim, two boards, we say, cannot, according to the Tanakam, which we know is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, two boards cannot be Mitzarif. Each board independently is not a problematic size, or that size is, therefore, it's not a problem. It does not create any Sira for problems. Rabbi Meir Omer Nisarim Kisadinim. Rabbi Meir said, no, a Neser, like a Sadin, actually can combine to create a problematic amount of Tzchach. Says Gemara Bishlam Alach Lishna, the Amarav, Bim Be'emsa, Bim Minatai, Ba'arba Amos. I'm Mitzarifim, Mitzarifim, La'arba Amos. So I understand, according to our Lashon, which is what the lashon that Rav has in Arda, that the shear, whether in the middle or on the side, is for Amos. Then what does it mean to be mitzarif? It means that they're not mitzarif. According to Rabbi Meir, according to Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda, they're not mitzarif. And according to Rabbi Meir, they're mitzarif to create for Amos. Because if you remember, Rabbi Meir held, according to Rav back in the Gemara, that four tfachim, according to Rabbi Meir, we had this in Daf Yudalad, four tfachim is a problem according to Rabbi Meir. And therefore, within Rav's opinion, the Yudav and Aleph, and therefore, even though Rav says that four tefachim are not a problem, the idea of being mitzarif, according to Rabbi Meir, would be mitzarif to create Dalid Amos. One second. So yes, it would be Dalid Amos, it would be mitzarif Dalid Amos to create a problem of Tzchach Pasul. However, says the Gemara, but the language that we have over back in the Zion and Aleph, the language that a Tzchach apostle is posted by Arba Tvachim, La'achlishna, Dama Rab Be'emsa Ba'arba, for Tvachim Echidami. What's the scenario? How so? Meaning, what case are we saying that sorry? Edis Bu Adal Lamalu Tzarufe. If these Neser is for Tvachim, then why do you have to combine to create a problem? According to Rav Yizayim Aleph, four is a problem already. A Neser that would be four tefachim would be a problem off the bat. Therefore, there's no reason you don't have to combine it, it's a problem already. E the less budalid, and if it's not four tefachim, according to Rav, chani bi'almaninu, then it's only kanim, it's regular kosher schach. Why would combining kosher schach to kosher schach be a problem at all? So what's the scenario over here? How many tefachim, I mean 3 to 4 tefachim, should be okay, it's kosher schach. But li'olam the isbu arba. The case really is that each beam is in fact four tefachim. When we say it's mitzarif, what does it mean mitzarif? Mitzarif from the arba amos minatzad. Really, you're right. In the middle of a sukkah, it would ruin it by itself. But minatzad, if you lined it up until you hit four amos, it's kosher, and therefore what does it mean mitzarif? It's mitzarif minatzad. Tashma, come and listen to the following braisa. Tzacha ben nisarim shel eret sheish ben arba, they're called psula. If you have schach, you make with a neser of eret, a cedar board, that has four tefachim, everyone agrees it's puzzle. Says Gemara, and aim by Endalid, it's not four tefachim, but Meir says puzzle, Yehuda says it's kosher. That's the opinion we had, if you remember, with Shmuel's opinion back on Daf Yudal Malach. Yudal Mabez, I should say. Meir agrees, she admits, she imyesh by Nesel and Nesser, Kamali Nesser, Shmuel Pesel by Nan Ukshera. Right? Meir would say that if you have, you take off every other Nesser, every other board, and therefore you have the equal amount of, and you fill that board space with kosher schach. So now you have board kosher schach, board kosher schach, board kosher schach. You may niach pass b'neim. You put kosher schach between each board you took off. It will be kosher according to Rabbi Meir. Says Gemara Bishlam the man da'amar bein de'emsa bein minatzad arba amos v'chavachik shira. I understand the one who says whether it's in the middle, whether, I mean the opinion we had of Rav, but when we have here in Arda, whether in the middle or whether on the side, 4 amos is the amount that would passel the sukkah. So here, you removed every other beam of 4 tefachim. Then of course it's not a problem because there's no beam of 4 amos, there's no amount of 4 amos. However, if we hold that l'manda amar be'emsa b'arba, that 4 tefachim passels the middle of the sukkah, amai k'shera. Why should we say it's kosher if you have 4 tefachim, every other beam is four. Every other part is four tefachim. A beam, four tefachim, kosher schach. You have multiple four tefachim beams in the middle of the sukkah. That's four tefachim. It should ruin the sukkah. How come it's kosher? Amar Huna Brain Rav Yeshua. How come a sukkah the lo havi ela shmona amos mitzum tzamos askinan?
Our sukkah we had, if you remember, we had in the past, is when you have only exactly 8 amos altogether. How does that work? The yahiv neser upesel, the neser upesel, the neser upesel. And you put, you have to put, you put in your place a neser, which is problematic for tvach of a beam, and then you pesel, which is kosher schach. Neser, which is problematic, then pesel kosher schach. Neser problematic, pesel kosher schach. And you alternate. Mehai gisa, on this side, that's what you have. Veneser upesel, veneser upesel, veneser upesel, mehai gisa. And you have the opposite on the other side. So you start with neser on the edge of each side, and you alternate to kosher schach. You do the math, what happens in the end is you're left with altogether 8 amos, of which the middle 8 tfachim of those 8 amos are going to be kosher schach, 8 tfachim, and therefore it's a kosher shir of a kosher sukkah of 8 tfachim. And now you have dofen akuma from each side, dofen akuma from the right, dofen akuma from the left, in the middle you have 8 tfachim of kosher schach, and since they meet up, 4 tfachim of kosher schach, and 4 tfachim of kosher schach, you go 8 tfachim of kosher schach, that's a shir of a sukkah katana, plus a little bit more than that. And on the sides, that it's alternating good and bad, alternating good and bad, less than 4 amos, and therefore dofen akuma allows it to work. Let's read that inside one more time so we can see that. You have again Neser upesel, Neser upesel, Neser upesel mehagisa, Neser upesel, Neser upesel, Neser upesel mehagisa. Tavlu shnei psalim be'em. So you have now two, you meet up the two psalim, two kosher schach parts in the middle, meet up. You get echad sukkah be'em. So now you have 8 tvachim, but kosher sukkah in the middle, which is the shear of a kosher sukkah, and then some. And on each side you have dofen akuma to let the 4 tvachim problematic parts become okay. And that we have now, we have our kosher sukkah, and that's how we'll stop over here as well. Hope that was clear. And Hashem, we shall understand it well.